It's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk.
Welcome back to another edition of A Day in the Life. My name's Sean Dangler, and I'm still here. That's what. I hope you're all staying well, staying safe, wearing a mask. Yada, yada, yada. You know what to do, I hope. This week, I want to talk about something that gets people riled up, I guess. You know. If you are friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, you probably know about my habit of power rankings. I love doing power rankings. It's fun. It's meaningful. But it's not like anyone's going to get hurt over them. You know, I'm not doing any power rankings that are, you know, it's just good fun for everyone. And no one's getting hurt. No one's getting their feelings seriously hurt. So, it's a fun time. But this week, obviously in honor of the greatest holiday that this earth, this country has to offer, I did the Thanksgiving food power rankings. And people are, you know, people always, when I do these power rankings, people are always like, Sean, I love how I'm just like, people. They're like, what are your basis for this? And, you know, I just like to just put it out there. I don't want to have too much thought or feeling in it. You know, I come up with the list and I just put it out there. I do what my gut says. Usually my process, if anyone cares, is I just find, you know, I try to find a list of all these different things, usually of whatever power ranking it is. And I'll just start it and I'll write the first thing I see. And then the second one, I'll put that over the top or the bottom. And then you basically just work your way from there. You kind of just go along. You're like, is this better than this? Is this better, worse than this? And it's based on a combination of feelings. But obviously when it comes to food is a little easier maybe to explain than other power rankings that I've done in the past. So I thought, why not, this week, in honor of Thanksgiving, and so people can maybe know what my thoughts are, I'm just going to give my power ranking thoughts on this. I don't know if I'll do this for all power rankings. Probably not. But maybe some more, because so then people can understand where your boy Sean is thinking from. So here we go. I third-partied myself. And by third-party, I mean I third-personed myself. I don't know if that's actually the correct way to say that, but I-D-C. I don't care. All right, here we go. We'll start from the top, or from the bottom, and we'll work our way up. And I might tie in some of the people who have commented on my post. You know, I'll leave the last name out of it, just in case anyone really cares about their identity. But I will do that if there's any valid points that I was not considering before. So, we look number 11. I have 11 on my list. So, you might have more or less. If I don't name one, that basically just means I have never had it or I don't remember having it. And so, I just left it off my list. There's no shade towards it. If it's not on the list, I more than likely just have not had it. And you, if you want me to, you're like, Sean, you gotta have that food. Well, just hit me up, boy. I'm always down to eat. Yeah, that's right. So, number 11 on my list, last place, I have stuffing. That's right. A lot of people made this in my comments. Everyone who did not like stuffing is like, stuffing's just wet bread. Like, it's not good. And I've never really thought of it as much as that way. It's just when I ever see it on the Thanksgiving spread, you know, food spread, I'm just like, this doesn't look appealing. Like, I'm not like, oh, yeah, give me some of that stuffing. Like, that's going to put my meal over the top. Like, absolutely not. Like, I don't agree with it. I don't think it's that good. But apparently, other people who've had stuffing, my friend Mary says her stuffing recipe involves brochet, which I might be butchering that, sausage, and more butter than you can shake a stick at. Now, that sounds more appealing. Then other thing, other stuffing that I've seen. If there's some sausage in there, throw some meat. I'm down. I'm down for it. And then I believe there was someone else, David, who wrote stovetop or I think I'm trying to think. Oh, here it is: stovetop or homemade. And apparently, this is something I didn't know there are differences between stuffing. I believe I've gotten the stovetop maybe more so. I don't know. But basically, I didn't know there was differences between stuffing, and his recommendation is go stovetop and not homemade, because homemade is not good. I have no idea. I don't know. Nathan commented, stovetop is the best moist wet bread. Best moist bread. So, who knows what that means. I'm sticking way too long on stuffing. Stuffing's not good. Number 10, yams. I honestly, when I was making this list, I did not remember if I've ever had yams. And then I Googled a picture of them, and I was like, I think I've had that. Like, I was like, I think I have. And my cousin actually commented on the post. It was like, oh, man, if you came to the Pullman Thanksgiving or whatever, you've had to have yams. And I was like, I don't really remember. Also, that family, my grandparents on that side died when I was younger, so I don't really remember as much as well. But I looked at it, I was like, it looks like I've had yams, and they don't seem memorable, but I do know they are better than stuffing. No one commented about yams besides my cousin, so that's not nearly as popular. Number 9 is corn casserole. It's casserole. It's casserole's like, to me, you know, casserole, I'm trying to think of the perfect metaphor here. Casserole, you know, is like if you're on, you know, you're on a train, you know, and you're not expecting that train. It's not a bullet train, but it's not like Amtrak where it's just the slowest train in the world and you're never going to get there on time. You're just on a nice train that's just going to get you there on time. No frills. You're not going by any mountains. You're not seeing anything cool, but it's just doing its mission. That's what corn casserole is. It just does its job. And most casserole is like that, as you'll see. They just do their job. You know, I don't expect much out of them, but I don't, you know, they don't ruin my day. You know, it's a good add-on, but there's not much else to it. Again, no one had any comments on casserole. Dinner rolls, bread rolls, whatever you want to call them, they're fine. Again, not the main. If I'm going to Thanksgiving just to have dinner rolls, I'm doing life wrong. So that's why they are number 8 on my list. They're fine. They're obviously good. They're better. I'd rather have dinner rolls than corn casserole, but whatever. Number 7 is green bean casserole. Same as corn casserole, basically. I think the reason I put green bean over corn. Green beans tend to, you know, they're a little bigger, a little longer. They tend to have a more different texture than corn casserole. Obviously, corn is just the small little kernels. But green bean, you know, you get a little bigger green bean, I guess, than a corn. And that's why I like it. It's a little different. A little different. Now, number 6 is ham. And you're probably like, Sean, that seems low for a meat for you. You love meat. You're a red meat hungry American. And that's what I mean. I don't know. But that's what it is. I do like ham. I really do. It's good. But again, it's turkey day. It's not ham day. So I'm going to go with a ham. I did have someone comment that my friend Nick was just like, ham and turkey should not be on the same list. I've never been to a Thanksgiving that had both. So that's just bizarre. Well, guess what, Nick? I've been to plenty of Thanksgivings, mainly one with my family, my extended family, where there is always turkey and ham. So, that point is invalid in my view. I believe that was really the only other thought on ham. Besides that, after ham, I would go with, what is it? After ham, I would go with apple pie. Guys, apple pie. Yes, I have a dessert as number 5 on my list. I love dessert. If you've listened to me, read anything I talk about, I love sugar. Apple pie is full of sugar. We actually just got an apple pie from my mortgage lender, or my mortgage originator, I should say. And it is the goddamn biggest apple pie I've ever seen in my life. And I'm excited for it. But, as you'll find out, it's not my favorite pie. on the list. I've also, and this pie is not on the list, is pecan pie or pecan pie. I don't know what the proper way to say it is. If someone knows, please tell me. I could probably Google it, but that's too much work for me. But pecan pie, apple pie. I've never had pecan pie, so it's not on the list. I've been told to try it, and I absolutely would. Again, apple pie, it's pretty good. Number four, mashed potatoes and gravy. You gotta love the taters and gravy. You get that all just mixed in with all the other food. You know, you slather on the potatoes, you put on the gravy, and you just let that gravy ooze everywhere, and then you can dip, you know, your turkey or your ham in that mashed potatoes and gravy. It's just the greatest combination ever. Like, it's amazing. I had a few people say, hey, gravy should be separate than mashed potatoes. And I understand their point of view, but that's just wrong. Because you have to have mashed potatoes gravy. You can't just make gravy without mashed potatoes. Like, that just doesn't work. That's weird. If I just made gravy and I was like, hey guys, I brought some gravy to Thanksgiving, but no taters because you didn't want them. You just want gravy. People are like, you gotta have the taters. Like, not everyone would just want gravy. So that's why mashed potatoes and gravy have to go together, because they belong together. Number three, which I thought, honestly, I would have more of a fight with. I thought more people would be upset by, but were not, was cranberry sauce. I had number three, cranberry sauce. I like cranberry sauce because, and I, you know, I thought I didn't really like cranberry. I growing up, I remember having cranberry juice, and eventually I had a falling out with it. I did not enjoy it. But I had the cranberry sauce. You know, I've started having that at Thanksgiving, mainly for my wife's family. And it's enjoyable. I really have enjoyed it. I like the tartness, you know. It's a different flavor than all the other food I feel like on Thanksgiving. It provides a different flavor to everything. So it's good. But I thought, honestly, I was like, I feel like I'm overrating. Like, people are going to think I'm overrating this. I guess not. I didn't really have any pushback. Some people were actually excited with where it was. Number two, pumpkin pie. That's right. I said there would be another pie on the list. You probably guessed. It's pumpkin pie. I love pumpkin pie. I love whipped cream on my pumpkin pie. I just love eating pumpkin pie. Like, it's just great. Some people, like, I think people can be like, it's weird because pumpkin is just different than, you know, apple pie. Like, it's not little apple slices. It's not like slices of my pumpkin are in the pumpkin pie. But I love it. It's always the first dessert I want to have after I eat my Thanksgiving meal. And I love sweets, so that's why it's number two. And number one, if you're doing your power rankings, you probably, or you've knocked it off, you probably know which one's first, and that's turkey. That's right. I originally, when I was compiling the list, I had cranberry sauce above turkey. And after a few minutes, I was like, that is just a bad idea. Like, I'm just wrong. Like, I'm trying to be a punk ass with putting cranberry sauce above turkey. So I was like, you know what? Turkey is the best part of Thanksgiving. It's great meat. It's good. Someone commented, having dry, like, oh, you're always just having that dry-ass turkey. A dried-out turkey on Thanksgiving. You know, so you're always going to have that. And I'm like, first off, this is from my wife, honestly. But she's made a good point. If you're having dry turkey on Thanksgiving, it's not the turkey's fault. It's the preparers, the cooks, the chef's fault. So enjoy the turkey. That's what I'm saying. Have good turkey. The turkey's the best. It's why we have Turkey Day, Thanksgiving. It's delicious. I love it. And that's my power ranking list. If you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out. Comment, like, subscribe to the podcast. Whatever you got to do. I appreciate all of you for listening to this podcast. You're all wonderful. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Stay safe. Wear a mask. And let's beat this goddamn COVID. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Pandering Talk. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, just hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all under the Pandering Talk. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.